This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're that exceptional American, well, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Anyway, lots of things going on. We got the Struck Stork thing going on. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Relative to, I guess you would say, just about everything on the planet. And Trump has them all inside out and fit to be tied. Of course, we had this IG report, Inspector General report, about what's going on with, Mueller, the reports. And now we've got this whole thing going on with the IG report talking about the messages were Struck and Stork. Struck, Page, the lovers, texting back and forth to one another, and all the telling information that's coming out from that. We were talking about that in the last hour. We're going to continue on in this hour with the whole thing, too, because there's more reports coming out, more stuff happening. We're getting more of the details, and we're getting all these conspiracy theories out there about what was going on, which is kind of interesting. Devin Nunez, of course, Tulare, California, was where he is from. Member of the House of Representatives and from Tulare. He's done really, really a good job, and he's kept things focused on what's going on with the FBI and the corruption and so on. It's really turning out to be something incredibly corrupt, and naturally, the president is winning on this. He's winning in so many different ways. We're going to talk about that. But the Nunez is, listen to this.
Coverage of the IG report out today. Well, despite a number of explosive revelations, some lawmakers are still suggesting that parts may have been redacted. Joining me now to give us exclusive reaction is House Intel Chair Devin Nunez. Congressman, this is what we've all been waiting for. On this matter, on the Hillary email matter, your initial reaction.
The first thing I can think of is there was information that we got today at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, that actually Chairman Gowdy had to call and tell me what it was, text messages that we had been asking for since late last year. Now, these are text messages that clearly were pertinent to our investigation into FISA abuse and the Russia investigation, whether or not there was collusion. These are emails or text messages that somebody held from us. So every day that goes by, there is a new example of obstruction of a congressional investigation.
So I want to read to you an exchange between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, the star-crossed lovers. She basically said, we're worried. Donald Trump's not going to get elected, right? Right? And he answers, basically, don't worry. We'll stop it. No. We'll stop it.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Well, what's
the
worse,
lead investigator.
That's the lead investigator. Okay, he was the lead investigator on the Clinton email case. He's the lead investigator that starts off the counterintelligence investigation using our intelligence agencies to go after and target the Trump campaign. This is the guy who leads that off. But worse than all that, and I just want to repeat what I said in the opening. Why wasn't that given to Congress? Why did I find out about that today at noon? I mean, this is a classic case of obstruction. But then the question is, who's going to go investigate these guys? I mean, we're going to come out. We're going to be very transparent with the American people. We're ultimately going to get all the documents that we want. And ultimately, this is all going to spill out. And then people are going to ask, well, what are you going to do? Who's going to get busted? Who's going to go to jail?
So Lisa Page's text was released before, but the Strzok, don't worry, we'll stop it. No, we'll stop it.
Right.
That came today.
And how could that have possibly been redacted? And that's the problem. They keep blacking things out across the board, not giving us documents that at the end of the day always end up being very pertinent to our investigation.
The IG wrote the following in one part of the report. Under these circumstances, we did not have confidence that Strzok's decision to prioritize the Russia investigation over the following up on the mid-year-related investigative lead discovered on the Wiener laptop was free from bias. So the IG cannot confidently state that decision was not free from bias. But they're all dining out on the fact on the left, well, there was no political bias on the part of Comey that was found. So they're trying to really downplay it.
Yeah, and let me tell you what we know about that at the time.
This whole thing about political bias is key to what we're going to be talking about this hour. So just keep this in mind, what he says here.
We actually had, and I've never actually said this before, because we had whistleblowers, but we couldn't really use the information. But now that it's in the IG report, we can.
Yep, and whistleblowers. Interesting. I wonder who they'd be, those whistleblowers.
We had whistleblowers that came to us in late September of 2016 who talked to us about this laptop sitting up in New York that had additional emails on it. I mean, the House Intelligence Committee, we had that, but we couldn't do anything with it.
When was that again?
In 2016.
What, do you know when exactly?
I think it was late September.
Ah, late September 2016.
Okay, so ultimately, they didn't move on this until October.
So good FBI agents brought this to our attention.
Good FBI agents. Now remember what I always say, there's the good and the bad FBI agents. I've been saying it for years, haven't I? And Devin Nunes is good FBI agents. Gee, I wonder where he got that from. But there's a lot of things going on here.
But what could we do with it?
Well, there's another exchange I want to bring to your attention.
Because why? I say that because it was all classified. And this is the game that Comey and company have been playing, is they hide behind this top
classification.
Secret,
classification. Can't talk about it. Well, they all thought Hillary was going to win. And rocking the boat was tough. He made a decision to go after that laptop because he thought, if someone finds out about it, they're going to think the whole election was illegitimate. Mm-hmm. And then they quickly dispensed with it. Nothing here to worry about.
And you know what? That's true. But also what's true is that I think the same people in charge today still believe they can run the clock out, and they're trying to run the clock out for the rest of this Congress so we can't finish our investigation.
That's the key thing, is to run the clock out. Run it out so that they can't finish their investigation. I'm going to come back to this in the next segment because we're running out of time here. But this is key to what their strategy is, to run the clock out. See, they're desperate to all get out. Now, what are they doing? They're distracting right now. It's the DACA thing. This whole thing is blowing up in their faces big time. And you hear what Nunez says. You know, these guys can't prosecute these. The Congress can't prosecute. They can develop the evidence and recommend prosecution. You think that these guys with Rosenstein, you think that's going to happen as the FBI, as the Assistant Attorney General? Now, it also starts to go to explaining why it was so critical that Session recuse himself from this investigation. Think about Sessions having to be in Rosenstein's seat. Because Sessions defaulted to Rosenstein to continue this investigation into the Russians. And see, Sessions knew that Rosenstein was dirty to begin with. And now Rosenstein's like going, holy moly, this is all starting to point at me. And he's right. He is right. It's starting to. And that's why these reports all of a sudden just showed up last Friday. Just showed up. Late in the day. Well, at 11 o'clock, that's late. All of a sudden just showed up. Wonder why. Because they're trying to play it out slowly. They're trying to get through this congressional cycle in hopes that it's all going to go away for the next one in 20. See, they're thinking the blue wave is still going to happen. Don't think so. It's not going to happen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A little bit of a crazy train going on there, I know. Okay, so we've got a wonderful situation going on here. I guess you can say. We've got this IG report, and the IG report is kind of interesting. We now got the players. And by my understanding is there's several different IG reports. I mean, well, you've got appendix and appendiums and all this other good stuff. And then you've got the one that's redacted, the one that's not redacted. So, you know, who knows who's seeing what, where, and when. And then we find out that some more documents are starting to show up that have been demanded for months now. In fact, on our storyline down here, we got related stories on the website. And some of the related stories that come up. I'll give you the dates and times too. So, because this is really relevant. This is really relevant. When you got to have history. Obama official made hundreds of unmasking requests. This is GOP chairman says. And this was dated July 28th, 2017. There's another story. Devin Nunes. House Intelligence will get all documents, witnesses it sought from DOJ January 6th, 2018. Nunes reports on Trump wiretap. It happened. March 23rd, 2017. Now, so here we are. This is this came out June 15th, so this was Friday. Nunes' IG report shows text messages were held from Congress. Okay, and this is what we've been talking about in the first segment. It's also a continuation of the first hour, because all this is related to DACA, 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 and the illegal immigrants, right? It's all related. This is what they've been trying to do. Is distract you from the real facts of this report, which means this whole thing unravels for Mueller. This is the unraveling of the Mueller thing. Don't be fooled. This is what's going on. Now, here we're going to go back to Nunes and Laura Ingraham the other day.
Are there still people in the FBI today who believe they operate by a different set of rules?
At the top. At the top, I think that is still true. I mean, we heard some great words today from Christopher Wray, the new director. But I will tell you, it's a little bit frustrating because we've had these very conversations with him many months ago where we said, look, you're not responsible for any of this. You need to clean this up, and we'll support you in cleaning this up. But yet, here it is. Today, we get this text message at noon today, one that's absolutely pertinent to our investigation. Now, maybe they have a good excuse for it, but the problem with it is if they didn't give it to us, it's a problem. But if they didn't know about it, it's an even bigger problem, because who was obstructing the investigation?
All right, there's some other...
Okay, so this is really getting into details and into the weeds, isn't it, about what's really going on. This is what is, I think, really very, very telling, is that you have people that are inside the FBI, and of course, you heard what he says. He says, at the top, they still feel like they know more than the rest of the nation. They're above the law. That's clear. That's very, very clear. And that includes Rosenstein. That is not Jeff Sessions. Remember, Jeff Sessions was appointed by President Trump, and Jeff Sessions is the one who deliberately recused himself. There's a reason why he... And it, by the way, the timing on that was very important. As soon as this whole thing came up, it was Sessions who immediately said, there's no doubt about it, I'm recusing myself. Well, I think that was a tactic from the get-go. I think these Trumper guys, I think they knew when they walked in and got elected what was going on. They knew they had to deal. Well, they told us. there's that deep state out there, and we got to drain the swamp, right? Well, this is draining the swamp. And Sessions, by stepping out, means he's unfettered by and untouched by anything that's been going on with this whole Russia thing. Because, you know, he knew that if he was the guy in justice, that this whole thing would become his as soon as he stepped in. Do you get it? It's the exact same thing, then the Democrats would use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing right now with DACA. They're using it all against Trump because, oh, it's Trump's program now. He's the president after all. And so let's just go ahead and show some of those fake pictures. Those fake pictures. Well, they actually happened, but oh, I'm sorry, minor detail about those pictures with kids in cages. That was during the Obama administration, 2014. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? So, see, that's what I'm saying. When Sessions became the Attorney General, he knew he had the whole thing was his now. And he was going to get the blame for everything, even the transgressions, the illegal things that went on with Obama. And he had those people. Those were his people now. He had to deal with them. So his response was, I'm not getting involved. I'm recusing myself. There you go, Mr. Rosenstein. We'll make you the Assistant Attorney General. And Rosenstein then said, well, let's just start cutting off the head. So he goes along with the condemning letter of James Comey, and Trump fires him on Rosenstein's authority. Now, Rosenstein is a little nervous because, see, he's the guy doing the investigating. He's the guy who hired Mueller, and he's dirty. Well, we know Mueller is, but also Rosenstein's dirty with all this. There's more to implicate him going on. Many things. And Sessions knows that. See, they're investigating themselves, and they're not investigating Sessions. He has nothing to do with it. Nothing. It's you guys. And look what's happening. They're all destroying themselves.
Other things we got to get to. There's another exchange. FBI attorney sent a number two. They don't identify who this is. And I think it's important to know who this is. For some reason, we can't get the person's name. FBI attorney number two sent an instant message to FBI attorney number one commenting on the amount of money the subject of an FBI investigation had been paid while working on the Trump campaign. Someone they were looking at. How much they get paid. FBI attorney one says, is it making you rethink your commitment to the Trump administration? FBI attorney number two says, hell no, vive la resistance.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
I mean, the resistance. Well, the resistance to Trump winning is apparently, I mean, for all we know, still working at the FBI.
And it is. She's right. It's still working at the FBI. Vive la resistance to the sitting president. And but they're supposed to be impartial, right? The FBI? This is a coup d'etat. A coup d'etat.
They're blowing this off on other networks saying this isn't important?
Well, now there's five. I think there's five now. The IG report, I think, and I have to get through it all, but there's five people who have been kicked off the campaign, right? So if there's five people who have been kicked off the campaign, off the Mueller team, how is it possible that if you look at the rest of the people that are there, I mean, they were all Clinton donors. So, you know, I don't know how this is.
Yeah, they're all the people that are on with Mueller donated to Clinton. Did you know that? Just a minor detail. Everybody else investigating. Well, remember, there's Andy McCabe. But that, you know, he's gone.
This is going to end up fairly. I don't know where this is.
Should
going.
We learn the names of these attorneys who are sending
not,
these messages? We're part of the resistance.
I don't know why, unless they're an undercover agent.
An attorney? They're why, identified as attorneys.
Then it should not be classified name. No, unless they're working undercover, then it should not be classified.
We also have.
This is the type of stuff that always happens.
So now I know how you feel because I feel like it's happening to the whole country now. So
yeah.
There was another issue involving the employees, FBI employees, at every level of the organization. This is from the report. When with no official reason to be in contact with the media, who were nevertheless in frequent contact with reporters. The large number of FBI employees who were in contact with journalists during this time period impacted our ability to identify the sources of leaks. We also found out, of course, they were giving they were giving getting benefits from right. Well, journalists, getting perks, getting they're, tickets, they're, getting they're,
they've
meals.
Leaking. They've been leaking like crazy. And but the problem with it is the IG report discovered that this happened a couple years ago. But don't forget the leak that just occurred.
And we're going to get to that leak in a minute. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So Devin Nunes, House Intelligence Chair, has been breaking it down here with, this is not a really a long interview, I'm kind of stretching it out, because I want the details here, and then we're interjecting our own little details, of course. Like Strzok and all that good stuff. Anyway, so late in the day, they get more information that was supposed to be given to them months ago, last year. And, of course, all this is at the hand of Rosenstein. Not Sessions. It's not Sessions who's doing this. It's not the Attorney General, because he's recused himself from all this. Pretty shrewd move. Why is Rosenstein covering up for the FBI? And Mueller, who he appointed. And, of course, there's no there about the Russian invasion. So what is going on? Well, it's a coup d'etat. And Rosenstein does not want it to be known about the coup d'etat that's been going on. But now we got these emails. We already knew about Strzok and Stork and Page. Stork and Strzok. I don't know what their name is. I can't pronounce the name. And Page. We already knew about that and all this disloyalty. But guess what? Oh, it just wasn't there. It was like replete with the leadership and still the current leadership of the Department of Justice and the FBI. And Rosenstein's riding the Bronco there. He knows who the players are and he's covering for them. That's really what we're seeing here.
Last week, where at midnight, the Department of Justice sends out this that Devin Nunes and Paul Ryan had a chance to read documents and they didn't read them. I mean, remember that? That was a leak in the middle of the night, a midnight kind of press release, so that we would wake up in the morning and have to answer all this new narrative that they're creating that Republicans ask for documents and don't read them. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. So it's not as if the leaks have actually stopped. Now they're just doing it. It's the FBI people that were leaking. Now it's just like at the top level of Department of Justice that's leaking.
There was a few people in the media today.
That's kind of important to know. That means Rosenstein. It's exactly my point that I'm making here. It's exactly my point.
More than a few downplaying all of this. I want to play for you a little short montage. Let's watch.
Listen to this.
I expected a sledgehammer. We just got the same kind of hammer you used to nail in a painting on the wall. I was surprised at how mild it was.
If you look at this assault on the FBI that has taken place over the last year and a half, that has been the clarion
CNN
call
reporting
of
here.
Some of the opposition saying that, you know, these are crooks, they're corrupt, they tried to throw an election. This report does not say that.
Congressman.
Well, if you look at the one gentleman on there, I mean, that's a guy that's one of Comey's buddies. He was working at the FBI. I mean, look, this is a lot of these agencies, or a lot of the other networks have just hired all these former FBI and DOJ and Clinton people.
See, all the Clinton Obama people have been hired by CNN, and that last interview piece was from a former Justice Department employee under Obama. So he's covering for everybody at the FBI here about this attack on the FBI. Get it?
And Obama people. I mean, that's just what this is.
Yeah, Josh Campbell, buddy of Comey. So
Josh Campbell, that's
it. This is all good. Congressman, you still have a lot more to get to with the...
Well, we're going to stop it right there. This is where it's all going. They're starting to really break it down and get it dialed in, but see... They're going to run out of clock on this congressional year. That's what, and of course you got the elections, and this is what's happening. We're starting to see sort of a replay of the 2016 election. Everybody was gambling. Everybody thought the system was rigged. There was no way Hillary wouldn't win, and she didn't. No, because Trump went rural. He went to the rural, and he went to the Electoral College, and he won. He trumped her, and he beat her, and all of a sudden, they're all in a panic. All these lawbreakers, they're in a panic, absolute panic. They're going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is going to be happening. What are you talking about? Well, guess what? He won. You lost, and elections have consequences, don't they, Mr. Obama? Into your group. See, Hillary was supposed to win. She didn't. This totalitarian mindset is now being attacked and destroyed and eroded. And guess what? They're eating themselves. Do you think that some of these people haven't turned against Rosenstein? Sure they have. They've turned. The IG report's starting to look like that. Now, the IG report, like a lot of people say, is a whitewash. I have not read the entire... I've glanced at it. I'm listening to some of my contacts, and they're all saying the same thing, and even some of the mainstream press is now catching on board with it. It's kind of interesting, the turning of the mainstream press. They have to turn because, you know, there's a couple of articles I'm going to throw at you here in a minute, but I'm not done with this whole thing because I want to hear a little bit. I want to get into this whole thing with the IG report and how... Congressman Gowdy and Goodlatte respond to it. I think it's very pertinent to understand their feelings, their feelings about everything, and get what's going on with them. Because, you know, these guys are main players in all this stuff. They're they've been at the very center of all this. And I know people have been critical of Trey Gowdy. I get that. I get that whole thing about Gowdy because he came out and was really very critical of Trump. And everybody said, well, that's Gowdy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Here we go. This is Brett Baird and Trey Gowdy. We're going to play parts of this because this is just really a long one, and I'm not going to get into the weeds on this whole thing. But this, the content here is rich in understanding this. We'll get a couple minutes of this, and we'll go to the next break.
Let's get reaction now from the chairman of two major House committees looking into all this. Trey Gowdy is chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and Bob Goodlatte chairs the House Judiciary Committee. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Chairman Gowdy, first to you, just a broad overview. What strikes you about this report? What's hit you when you look at the 568 pages?
Just what a dark day it is for the FBI and the DOJ, two institutions our country desperately needs. We desperately have to be able to have confidence in them. And this level of bias and animus, not only did he want to stop the Trump campaign, he wanted to stop the Trump presidency. This
You're
is an FBI.
Peter Strzok,
the FBI agent who was on Hillary Clinton's investigation and arguably the lead Russia investigator, not only wanted to stop his campaign, but once he won, got on the Mueller probe because he wanted to impeach him. That is a level of animus and bias that everyone should reject. And Chris Wray, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Chris, there are consequences. The consequences are that your fellow citizens question whether or not they can have confidence in the world's premier law enforcement agency. And that's coming from somebody who's defended him a lot throughout his career. This was a bitterly disappointing report.
Chairman Goodlatte.
Well, first of all, this report shows that there was special treatment given to Hillary Clinton in the investigation of her case. There is not standard procedures followed in investigating her, and there was special treatment given. There's no doubt that this was not proper process, and the report shows time and time again how Director Comey and others made mistakes, errors in judgment, or deliberate. People can draw their own conclusions, but it was improperly handled. And as Trey said, you then put that up against how the investigation has been handled into the so-called Trump-Russia collusion, and you have a contrast that is shocking in terms of how they handled one presidential campaign compared to another. It's got to be investigated further. Changes have got to be made. I will compliment Director Wray on some of the personnel changes that have been made. I will compliment him on saying that there are sobering lessons learned from this. We need to see changes made so in 2020 we don't see another presidential campaign handled like this.
Okay, so we're going to come up and play a little bit more of that, but you get the context of this. Now, this goes into why in the world would Sessions recuse himself? Well, now in the world, maybe you're starting to see, because we need people to prosecute without bias all the misdeeds that have gone on here. I wonder who that would be. Maybe the Attorney General. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
When you hear Republicans and people who've been looking into this and say, this 568 pages is, there's just not a lot there, or that Horowitz kind of left something on the table, how do you respond to that?
This is a very thorough investigation. He takes minutiae and examines each piece carefully, draws his conclusions, and I commend him. I think it's a well-done report. Now, I never expected he would find every single thing, as some critics have said, but he did find all kinds of irregularities here. When you couple that with the struck page texts, including this new one that has come out recently, where part of it was redacted, by the way. We only recently learned the whole sentence about how he's going to stop Donald Trump from being president of the United States. That is improper for the FBI. And quite frankly, this is the world's premier law enforcement organization, and it's besmirching the reputation of tens of thousands of brave men and women who keep us safe, prevent terrorist attacks, fight crime every single day, and a handful of people in the hierarchy of the organization have caused serious damage.
All right, let's put up the August 8th, 2016. That is the one where Page says Trump's never going to be president, right, and struck text back. That part was redacted in the documents you received. No, he's not. We'll stop it. Here's another part that we believe in November 22nd, 2016, FBI Attorney 1. Is it making you rethink your commitment to the Trump administration? We think that's Lisa Page. Attorney 2, hell no, viva la resistance. And we believe that's Peter Strzok. Let me play this soundbite. Congressman Gowdy, from Jim Comey in his interview here in Special Report. I asked about these struck page texts and if he knew now what he knew then, what he would do.
I'd have removed both of them from any contact with significant investigations.
So shouldn't their work...
Including those involving anybody connected to President Trump, but beyond that.
Because so it's just such poor judgment. Shouldn't their work product then be questioned?
Sure, it's a reasonable question to ask.
So
they were bad-mouthing everybody, including the candidate Trump.
So Peter Strzok interviews Hillary Clinton, deals with the bleach bit and the server and Cheryl Mills, all of that, interviews Michael Flynn. and is integral in this whole case.
But he's one of many other people involved in all the things you just ticked off. When I saw the text, I was deeply disappointed in them, but I never saw any bias.
Any bias?
Well, he's not reading
Here
the same text
go.
I'm reading.
Here
I mean,
we go. Listen
Peter
to
Strzok
this.
Said that the vote should be 100 million to zero. He can't think of a single solitary American that should vote for Donald Trump to be president. He said he'll stop it as a candidate. He talked about impeachment once he won. Actually, Director Comey unwittingly just proved the point of the question you asked him on follow-up. Would you have kept him on the investigation had you known what you know now? And he said no. Okay, why not? Because bias is that insidious.
I'll stop you here because I want you to listen to what Gowdy is talking about with bias. Now, in juxtaposition this to the fact that it was Strzok who interviewed Hillary Clinton, who had all that stuff going on. He was the guy behind all that. The servers, everything. And yet, he had no bias? He had no bias? That's what Comey's saying? Give me a break.
It is that pervasive. It colors your ability to do what we need the FBI to do, which is to be fair and fact-centric. So, of course, you're going to fire him the day you learn. In my head, I go back, when did you start working on the case? That's when you should have been fired. So whatever he did on either of these investigations, Brett, it has to be viewed through the prism that he can't think of a single solitary person that should vote for this man to be president.
So Strzok's attorney says this is taken out of context. It didn't affect his decisions. Some people say what happens in the context of those texts? Did they know something about the Russia information? And that's what they're referring to. Do you think that this changes at all in context or in a vacuum? It's just damning.
It changes a lot going forward because I don't know how my fellow citizens are going to be able to have confidence. I mean, Russia did something to our country in 2016. It was serious. It deserved to be investigated. It deserved to be investigated by a fair FBI agent who was not talking about impeaching the person that he was investigating. His lawyer is just wrong. That bias did impact something. He was so hyper-focused on Trump that he ignored the Wiener-Abedin emails, and it caused Jim Comey to have to send a letter a month later than he should have sent it. The other point, Brett, is this. Why is it our job to prove that Strzok's bias impacted his decision-making? I got a better idea. Strzok, you come before Congress, you come before the American public, and prove to us that your manifest animus towards Donald Trump did not affect your decisions.
Let me ask one more question. On this. Hold on one second.
But Trey just said, because Trey is exactly right, we have been requesting that he be produced as witness for quite some time now. And if that agreement is not reached, we are very shortly going to issue a subpoena.
And, you know, just a little by the by here, Strzok has miraculously come out yesterday afternoon, and said, oh, I'll appear. Right. What about Lisa Page? She resigned from the FBI. Did you know that? That was a couple weeks ago.
For him to appear.
Speaking of that, there's also documents that you want that you still haven't received. I mean, this process has been going on.
We have set up a better process. We're making progress. We actually have a room down at the Department of Justice where they are producing tens of thousands of documents, and our investigators are going through those, identifying the ones that we want produced. They are producing them. So we're making progress in that regard, but we also have other documents they have not produced, and that we're making progress on that. We have meetings coming up shortly on how to get those additional documents requested produced. This is the American people's right to know. The Congress is their representatives. These documents have got to be produced. There is no reason not to produce them.
Chairman Gowdy, the last time you talked about the FBI inner workings, it was about this allegation of Spygate and all of that. You said at the time that you thought that the president and others would think that the FBI was doing what they were supposed to be doing. In context of this, and you're animated about what you're learning out of this IG report, does it change your perspective of how this has all progressed, even when it comes to the Russia investigation?
Brett, I'm animated because Russia tried to undermine the fundamentals of our democracy in 2016. And I think anyone who heard what any law enforcement agency heard in the summer of 2016, every one of my fellow citizens would say, you go find out whether that's true or not. You go find out whether or not a foreign, hostile country is going to mess with our election. what my fellow citizens also expect is for the agent that does the follow-up to be free of taint and bias, like 99% of the FBI agents are. It just so happened the one picked to follow up and lead the Russia investigation has manifest animus and can't think of a single person to vote for Donald Trump. So those two are inextricably intertwined.
Okay. Now, I'm going to proffer this. That just like with the Mueller, Russia investigation, and everybody says, oh, it's the Russians. The Russians were meddling in our election system. I think we're going to see a flipping of the script, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't the Russians meddling in our investigation. It was the DNC. It was the state of California. It was Jerry Brown and his ilk out here. In the template that they created it, guys. They created this template that everybody's been following all throughout the nation for election corruption and voter fraud. It's them. They're the Russians. The DNC, Hillary Clinton, Mueller, Jerry Brown, the Citizens Commission on Redistricting in California. Oh, the one that holds meetings for redistricting? Redistricting California congressional districts? They hold those meetings in Mexico? Hello? It's Jerry Brown, it's Javier, it's all these guys. They're the ones that are the problem in the election in California. And what about the nation? It's the DNC. The DNC had the fix in for Hillary Clinton in 2016 in California over Bernie Sanders. Go ask Bernie. Ask anybody else. And they have their hands right now in the primary. How many conservatives were primaried out? Gee, I wonder where that came from. The same political machine that created the massive voter fraud in 2016, it's here in 2018 in California and the rest of the nation still. Mostly in California because it's still a Democratic stronghold with a communist dictator named Jerry Brown. That's a fact. That's why we have these issues going forward. So I say, we're going to flip the script on this whole notion that it was the Russians behind meddling in our election. It wasn't. It was and we know this, the DNC had their hand here. Why is that the Russians? Huh? I mean, think about it. It's a DNC.
Most of my fellow citizens would say, yeah, I want to know what Russia was doing to us in 2016. But I also want the person that's finding out, that's investigating it, to be free of bias and free of taint. And
I think I want to know who is meddling in our election system. And I'm pointing the finger at the DNC and out here in California, Jerry Brown. That's who's screwed up with our voting system. They're the ones.
They would say Mueller fired that guy.
He did fire him, and God only knows what damage he was done before Mueller fired him. This is what's so pervasive about bias, Brett. It doesn't matter what Mueller comes up with. Some people are going to believe, because Strzok's level of animus was so high, that you can't remove the taint. That's why bias is so destructive in a justice system.
Chairman Goodlatte, this is what I hear on email, on Twitter, on Facebook. They hear us reporting on these 568 pages. They've been waiting for months and months and months. And they hear what is coming out of it. Who is going to pay for something that was done wrong in their mind? And investigation after investigation, it seems like it comes to a head and then nothing happens.
Absolutely. Hundreds of classified emails were handled improperly in violation of the law, and no one has been held accountable in that regard. Now we see that that whole process of that investigation was handled with extreme bias and a whole host of questionable actions, and people need to be held accountable. Some of those people are no longer employed at the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice. That's a good thing. But we're going to continue to follow through until we're sure that changes have been made so that these things can't occur in the future, and we don't have a 2020 that looks anything at all like 2016.
And the other thing, too, is you also have Jeff Sessions, who's unbiased, of course, because he recused himself. That terrifies these folks, as it should, because that's when we're going to start getting prosecutions. People are going to fall for this. And it's about time, isn't it? Anyway, we're coming up to the end of this hour. Can you believe it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. And remember, write to voice. If you want to get on a social media platform that's the right for your voice, choose Write to Voice. Go to writetovoice.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.